弟兄姊妹啊，早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
祝你平平安哈。
Peace be with you today.
我哋开始之前有个祷告。
Before we begin, let's come together in a prayer.
主愿意早晨，你引领我哋众人嘅心啊，到主嘅面前。
Lord, may you lead us, each and every one of our hearts this morning, to come in fully into your presence.
我愿主叫我哋有个谦卑嘅心。
May each one of us have a humble heart.
愿主你有话向我哋嚟到讲。
And that you will speak to us your very words.
我哋等候你嘅自己。
We will wait for your very self.
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请打开旧约圣经耶利米书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, to the book of Nehemiah.
29章。
Chapter 29.
我哋从呢个第十节开始嚟读，读到第十四节。
Sorry, it's Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 10 to 14.
旧约圣经920页。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 10 to 14.
请听我读。
Please listen as I read.
耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place.
耶和华说：我知道我向你们所怀的意念。是赐平安的意念，不是降灾的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
耶和华说：我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到各的各处招聚了来，又将你们带回使你们被掳掠离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。
And I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile.
如果大家还记得的话呢，我们上次来到同埋大家现在读经呢，都是读到这个都是读到这个以斯拉记。
If brothers and sisters recall the last time we had an opportunity to share, and also if you recall the Bible studies that we currently are embarking on for small groups is in the book of Ezra.
在以斯拉记的开始就是讲到在波斯王古列王的元年呢耶和华为了应验尼希米所讲的话呢就激动波斯王古列王的心。所以下诏通告全国，叫他们能够从这个被掳之地巴比伦回归去耶路撒冷。
From the very beginning of the book of Ezra, it tells us that in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent the proclamation throughout all of his kingdom and also put it in writing.
耶利米呢是在这个以斯拉之前的。
Jeremiah preceded Ezra chronologically.
耶利米写了神启示了耶利米这件事情之后呢被先知但以理看见耶利米书的时候呢看见神的这个的应许。
When Jeremiah spoke this word of prophecy, he wrote it down.And it was through the prophet Daniel who later on went and read this proclamation or this prophecy that he also wrote it down.
如果大家仲记得嘅话咧，上次我哋就提到 但以你因着睇见读到耶利米书上边呢、这个嘅预言嘅时候咧，佢就开枪，一日开三次开枪向着耶路撒冷嚟祷告。
And when Daniel read these very prophetic words from Jeremiah, it was then that stirred his heart to commit himself to coming before God and opening his windows and praying towards Jerusalem three times a day.
他知道开枪祷告是违背了王的命令，要落狮子坑的。
At the same time, he knew full well that this action where he opened up his window and he was seen praying to God, Jehovah, that it was in direct contradiction to what the king of his kingdom has stipulated that he cannot do.
结果他付上代价落这个狮子坑。
And that if anyone was found guilty of that, that they would be thrown into the lion's den. Well, Daniel was found guilty of that, and so therefore he was thrown into the lion's den.
他不知道神会不会救他。
Now Daniel had no guarantee that God will extend his hand to save him.
但当然我们知道神是封了狮子的口。
But we know full well that what God did was that he sealed the mouths of the lions in the lion's den.
我们要留意的是在耶利米书我们刚才所读的这个节圣经很奇怪的。神在那里话到启示给耶利米知道七十年期满之后我要引领你们归回。
It's very amazing when you read the words that are written by Jeremiah the prophet. It's exactly as is stated that 70 years will be completed in the land of Babylon and that God then will extend his hand to intervene.
神话叫你们末后是要有指望。
And it was God Jehovah who says that I want you to have a hope and a future.
那神有个条件。
But there is only one qualification that God stipulates.
盼望你你还在这个耶利米书那里第十二节那里说你们要呼求我祷告我我就应允你。
That the stipulation is recorded in the verse 12. So if you still have it in your Bible, you can look at it. It's verse 12 reads, Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you.
你们若寻求我若专心寻求我就必寻见。
And if you seek me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart.
神已经预言了有一件事情要发生的了。
God already prophesied that this event will happen.
神按着他的旨意岂不能够让这件事情自然而然的就发生了。
Couldn't God then just allow history to take its course and slowly allow it to develop?
但很奇怪神在那里有一个条件或者叫做一个要求。
But God intervenes with one specific qualification, that stipulation you could say is his request to the people.
神的旨意要成就是等到地上边有一班的人你们要呼求我你要祷告我我就应允你们。
God is saying, I will establish my will on this earth as long as I'm able to find a group of individuals who will seek after me and who will pray with their pure heart.
你们寻求我，如果专心寻求我，就一定寻见。
And if you seek and look for me and ask for me with a pure heart, you will surely find me.
意思呢，神在天上边有一个心意。
That means that God has a heart intent in the heavens.
但是他不自己来做, 单独来做。
But he will not just solely establish it based on his own power.
他要等待等待等到地上边有人看见这件事情了同他同心神就去做了。
What he is awaiting for is individuals here on earth who also now sees what God desires to accomplish and who is in one accord with God. Then when God finds such a person or people, then he will establish what he wanted to do.
这个就是新约圣经告诉我们听的。
And this is what the principles are as is told to us from the New Testament.
地上必要释放的就是天上必要释放的。
Whatever is loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
地上必要捆绑的就正正是天上必要捆绑。
Whatever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven.
我们看见好像是地指挥天其实不是。
It seems as if those who are on earth are dictating to God to do what the earth wants, but that is not the case.
是天上必要有一个心意。
But rather it starts with a heart intent from the heavens.
在这里看见, 天上边有一个应许,
we see that there's a proclamation that's done from the heavens.
啊, 但神要人在地上边来体贴他的心,
and that promise requires, however, that someone or a people on earth must first see that heart desire in the heavens.
啊, 然后看见神的心的时候, 向为着这件事情付上代价来祷告。
And then when these individuals see that that is God's heart, and then they're willing to put forth their time and effort into praying for it, then it happens.
我上次也有提到, 神永远的旨意。
Last time when we shared, we touched on the eternal will of God.
我们很多时关心是神在我身上的旨意是怎样。
A lot of times, all we're concerned with is, well, what is God's will for me in my life?
我信了主之后, 主有什么能够祝福我, 我做哪份工, 去, 哪里做什么事情。
I've believed and accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. So what is it that God wants to do with my life? Where does He want me to go? What type of work does He want me to have going forward?
但是呢,
but there's only a minority of individuals who would turn around and be mindful of what God wants to establish and do.
神所要的东西是在祂永远的旨意里面要立定并不改变。
God will establish or carry out matters in accordance to His eternal will, and He will never change from that.
所以我们叫做神永远的旨意，永远的原因就是不改变的。
That's why we refer to it as God's eternal will. Eternal means that it will never change.
但神在历世历代里面，将祂自己所要的这个不改变的旨意，慢慢向前去向人去启示。
God will, in His time, slowly but surely reveal portions of His eternal will, which never changes. He will reveal it in portions to man here on earth.
所有在旧约里面或者新约里面，所有的人，我们认识主的人，都能够得救的。
Whether it's the Old Testament or whether it's the New Testament, each and every individual have the potential to be saved, to receive salvation. And no matter what generation you live in, you have every right to seek out how the Lord, how God will establish His will for you.
但是呢，神永远旨意这个时间的列车呢，不停留的，一直往前走的。
But in God's eternal divine purpose, He will continue to have the timeline of this world, this chronological timeline, continue forward without end.
好像一列火车咁啊，喺时间嘅火车啊，向前走嘅。
It's like a railroad. It's like a train. A train of time that continues to chug forward.
唔同时代嘅人。 他都可以搭上这一班的列车。
And each and every individual, no matter what generation they live, have an opportunity to hop on to this train that continues forward.
我所讲的这个列车呢，不是得救，不是讲到得救的一个列车，是讲到神永远旨意。你搭上去呢，你就连上神永远的旨意；你唔搭上去呢，你仍然得救，但你连唔上神永远的旨意。
Now I'm going to be very clear. We're not talking about salvation. We're not talking about a train of salvation that continues forward, but rather we're talking about God's eternal will or God's eternal purpose. This is a train that continues forward from generation to a generation, and every single person who is already saved can hop on and be on that particular train of fulfilling God's eternal purpose, no matter what generation we live in.
如果我们只是常常注目在我信了主之后，我得着些什么，得着这样，得着那样，你仍然蒙福，但你未必连得上神永远的旨意。If
you're one of those individuals who just limits your desire to see God's will done in your life, to see what blessings that you would gain from him through the salvation, then yes, you will be saved, but it does not mean that you are on this train of establishing and fulfilling God's eternal purpose.
认识神永远的旨意, 和能够连上神永远的旨意, 对我们将来的奖赏有很大的关系。
There is a difference between knowing that God has an eternal purpose that he wants to establish and being one of those passengers on that train to be able to establish what God wants to done for in his eternal purpose. The gifts and the rewards that are to come in our in the next life is totally different.
Oh, 今天很可惜,很多基督徒。
Unfortunately, for many Christians today,
饶恕我这么说,
please forgive me as I state this.
并没有搭上这班的列车。
Unfortunately, many Christians have not boarded that train of God's eternal purpose.
有些并不晓得神心中所要的是什么。
Many do not have any idea what God wants to be established.
有些知道了,但却没有搭上这班的列车。
Some may know of God's eternal purpose, but have not personally boarded that particular train.
早晨,我愿意首先用着但以理的这个例子,他怎样搭上了这班神永远旨意的列车。
So I wanted to utilize the time this morning first to focus on Daniel as an individual who was able to board this eternal purpose train of God.
神是应许但以理的。
God has made a promise to Daniel.
到了末期,但以理必然要起来,享受他的福分。这个是但以理书最后那节讲给我们听。
And the promise that God made to Daniel is that in his last days, that he will be someone who would gain his allotted portion from God. And this is the verse, actually it's recorded in the very last verse of the book of Daniel. For Daniel, yeah, he could have chosen never to open that window. He could have chosen never to pray to God.
他读耶利米书的时候,读到这件应许,他可以祷告。
Now, when Daniel read that promise of prophecy in the book of Jeremiah, in the writing of Jeremiah, he could have easily taken it to say, okay, I need to pray. But he could have just prayed and be consistent in his prayer without opening the window and exposing his actions to anyone else.
是的,他开窗祷告,那是讲出一件事,他是付上生命的代价,你要这么祷告的。
When he opened the window to pray, what you really can say is that he put his life, the value of his life, on the line to pray to God.
当他这样祷告的时候,神就将他更多,将他永远的计划,要打开给但以理知道。
But when he did put forth himself in this way, then God was able to reveal even more of God's eternal will to Daniel.
神就将以后七个七, 77的异象向但以理打开。
And that's why we see in the latter portions of the book of Daniel, Daniel was able to receive the prophecy of the 70 weeks.
这个70个7里面有讲到这个受膏君的来到。
And this 70 weeks prophecy tells us of a king who is to come.
这个受膏君, 那个 anointed one 就是指到我们的耶稣基督。
And that king, that anointed one, is specifically pointing to Jesus Christ.
并且讲到将来耶路撒冷要一无所有。
And it also prophesizes that Israel will be demolished. Jerusalem will be demolished.
但现在神在启示给但以理知道, 有一天他们要回归,
but here, what Daniel is receiving as a prophecy also is that one day Israel will be restored. That the people of Israel will one day return to their own land.
但以理要为着, 佢哋翻嚟呢件事情，耶路撒冷翻嚟呢件事情，开窗嚟到祷告。
Now Daniel then was moved to open up his window to pray essentially publicly for the return of Israel to her own land.
啊，神又话俾佢听，你祷告呢事情要实现，但咧有一日会冇咗嘅。
But at the same time, Daniel is also receiving a personal revelation to tell him that yes, you can pray for the restoration of the nation, but one day that very nation will also be taken away.
值唔值得将我嘅生命嚟讲摆上呢？
So do you think for Daniel, if he sees both aspects of the promise of God, is it worthwhile for him to put his life on the line for something to be done then and then for it to be taken away later?
但是在这个异象当中呢，神启示给但以理知道呢，这个是连上基督的。
But what God was able to put into the heart of Daniel and for Daniel to see as a vision was that the focus is on Jesus Christ and not the nation.
因为事情咁向前发展嘅时候咧，有一日咧，基督要喺呢个耶路撒冷嗰度嚟出现。
Because as history continues forward within God's eternal purpose, one day Jesus Christ will appear on this earth to take up the mantle that was given to him.
但以你如果去山窗祷告咧。他又搭不上这班列车。
If Daniel prayed, but he prayed with his windows closed, then he would not be able to qualify himself to be to board that eternal will of God's train.
但以理在那里顺服，看见神要这样做，他没问为什么。
Thanks be to the Lord that for Daniel, he was pure in his heart to just accept what God has given to him. He never questioned, well, why? Why is this going to happen?
他愿意开窗祷告，引进基督。
He was willing to open his window to pray in order to bring forth Christ.
刚才耶利米书二十九章第十二节嗰度系咁讲嘅。
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, what we had read earlier, it says this.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你哋。
It says, you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
你哋寻求我，专心寻求我，就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
开始就话你哋要呼求我。
Firstly, it tells us,You will call on me.
后边就讲你要专心寻求我。
And then, in the latter portion of that two verses, it says, you will seek me with all your heart.
先讲，先交通，这个你呼求我。
So first, let's focus on the first vocabulary word, call, right? So call on me.
神要找着一个人，或者找着一班人，愿意起来呼求他的。
What God is searching for,is one person, or more specifically, a group of individuals who would be willing to call upon him.
在圣经的里面呢，讲起呼求呢，或者在我们身上是这样，我们呼求神呢，很多时候都是我们很不行的时候。
Within the Bible, whenever it talks about someone calling out to God, or even looking at it from our own personal experiences, whenever we call out to God, it is more likely than not that we are found in a situation where we are helpless.
是啊，我在我自己身上，我遇到很大的难处的时候，主啊，主啊，是吧？
For me, it's like, oh, I've come to the end of the road. Oh, Lord, I can't do it. Lord, help.
在摩西的时代，你记得吗？
Do you remember Moses?
以色列人他们在这个埃及来到做奴隶很苦的时候，他们呼求耶和华，神就听他们的声音。
That during that time, the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt, and they were downtrodden to a point where it was just too bitter.And so the people, the Israelites, then called out to God Jehovah.
真的去到山穷水尽， 又冇力作工嘅时候，去呼求神。
It was at a point where their back was against the wall, when there was no relief whatsoever, that they called out to God Jehovah.
但喺呢度，第一个睇见呢件事情，呼求神嘅人究竟系边个？
But who was the first one to see that the people of God are calling out to God Jehovah? Who saw it first?
系但以理。
This Daniel.
你喺但以书上边，但以理系话俾我哋听，佢睇见呢件事情，佢向神祷告嘅。
Daniel records for us in his in the book of Daniel to say that he saw the agony of the people of God, and so therefore Daniel prayed to God.
但以理唔系山穷水尽嘅人。
Now Daniel certainly was not in a situation where his back was against the wall and he was helpless.
佢系三朝元老啊。
He was
幾個朝代佢都係做大官嘅。
He was in a leadership of many through several generations of people.
喺巴比倫嘅朝代，佢係做大官嘅。
He was a reigning official in the time of Babylon.
喺呢個喺呢個波斯王嘅馬代王嘅時候，佢係做大官嘅。
He was also an official in the courts.When Persia was in rule.
当你到波斯王古列嘅时候，圣经话俾我哋听，佢系有大享亨通嘅，佢都系做大官嘅。
It tells us that even the next generation to come, the next anarchy that was there, he was also in the courts.
Cyrus. 佢都系做大官嘅。
He was still an official.
佢唔系去到山穷水尽嘅地方喎，佢唔系好似嗰啲被嗰啲喺埃及做奴隸嗰啲呼求神啊，好唔掂啊
！He was not the one who was in the wilderness and have no means of being able to be of help. He was not in that situation where he was helpless.
啊，我感謝主啊！頭先弟兄帶咗首詩歌嚇，呢個你是我意象。
I thank the Lord that we were able to sing that hymn earlier. Our brother led us of Thou be Thou my vision.
係啦，唔係我揀啊，弟兄揀嚇，我感謝主。
I didn't choose that for him. Our brother chose it, so thank be the Lord for that.
第一節
First, stanza one.
為你是我意一切，他皆虛幻。
He says, "The Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that Thou art."
白昼或黑夜，最甜我最甜嘅思想。
Thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light.
第三节
，Stanza three，
财富与称赞非我所轻易。
Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise.
为你是我基业，直到永远。
Thou art my inheritance now and always.
我思想但以你嘅时候咧，我就突然唱呢首诗歌。但以理就係一個咁嘅人。
When I think about the person of Daniel, then I heard, well, as we sang this particular hymn that our brother selected, I felt Daniel is exactly like this hymnist.
我今日冇幾多財富，但大以理做大官。
Today we may not have a lot of inheritance, but Daniel he had a lot in his grasp. He was a official in the courts.
但佢嘅心，好第三節咁講。財富與稱讚並非我所傾意。
But his heart, though, was not in his treasures. It's just like stanza 3, where it says, Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise.
佢裡面有一個意象。
He had a vision that he held on to.
當然，佢喺嗰陣時好神啟示俾佢，佢好多嘅唔明白。
Of course, when God revealed this to him, there were many, many details that he didn't understand.
但是他因着信心的缘故，他就踏上一班的列车。
But by faith, he was willing to step on and board that train.
他连自己的性命都愿意摆上。
He was willing to give up his life for the sake of boarding that train.
他并没有关起他的窗来祷告。
He did not pray with his windows closed.
就是第一节这么说。你是我的一切。
And just like stanza one, it says that God, or the Lord, is my all.
其他都是虚幻的。
Everything is but vanity, nothing.
世上边所有呢啲高位荣华富贵都是虚幻的。
All of the things that this world can grant to you, all the glamour and the glory that can be gained by this world, all of it is nothing to him.
佢話白晝或者黑夜，你嘅旨意、你嘅自己都係我喺我思想嘅當中。
So by day or by night, when he's waking, when he's awake or when he's sleeping, that is his focus and that is what fills his heart.
佢雖然外邊好富足。
He is rich when you look at his what's out on the outside.
但佢心裏邊有一個好大嘅唔滿足。
But it seems for him, he had a very empty heart.
啊，佢裏面佢向神有一個好深嘅一個呼求。
And so from that emptiness from within, he cried out to God.
因為唔係佢要得滿足，佢要神得滿足。
But it wasn't so that he himself would feel fulfilled.But he cried out to God so that God might be fulfilled.
我睇见神嘅旨意，啊，神要70年之后要带呢啲人翻嚟。
He saw God's intent that 70 years later, God will bring His people back to their homeland.
啊，并且要重建耶路撒冷。
And then to reestablish Jerusalem.
啊，然之后神又俾佢睇见，哎呀，以后受高君要喺嗰度嚟出嚟。
And then.Daniel was given the vision to say, from this line, the anointed one will come forth.
但我读到以斯拉记的时候，你读嗰人名，但以理冇翻到嚟。
But when you look and read Ezra, and we look at the roll call of those individuals who returned to Jerusalem to build up Jerusalem, Daniel's name was not on that list.
啊，但你读但以理书的时候呢？但以理在古列王的初期呢，他还生存的。
But if you look at the book of Daniel, he was alive during the reign of Cyrus of Persia.
但以理老了。
But Daniel was old by then.
他不回到来。
He could not make the trip to go back.
他只能够作的就在那里为着神永远旨意来祷告。
So what could he do?All he can do was to pray for the eternal will of God to be established.
不是因为我回不来，我不祷告。
So he did not say, well, I can't go anyway, so why should I pray?
但是神就是这样引领他的心。
But God led his heart in this particular way.
所以但以理那个呼求啊，真是他不是因为他有很多钱，很多权势，他没需要呼求，不是这样。
So, when you look at Daniel calling out to God, it was not from a place of wealth, it was not from a place of opulence, but it was from a different place.
他乃看见神有一个需要。
What place was he from? It was from a place where he saw that God has a need.
他愿意将自己的命摆埋上去，去引进神的这个应许，叫神的旨意能够向前。
He was willing then to put his life on the line in order for God's purpose to be fulfilled, in order for God's purpose to be completed.
这个是讲到但以理的呼求。
And so this now is all concerning the call, right? But it's Daniel's call out to God, Jehovah.
后边就讲到你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And later on in that same verse that we read, it says that if you seek me, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart.
我们这个的专心寻求呢，我们会觉得好像我们叫小孩子专心做功课一样，做功课不要看电视。
When we look at this, we might interpret to say, okay, seek me with all your heart.Well, that's likened to when we encourage our children to focus on your homework. Don't have the TV on while you're doing your homework. Focus.
呢度啊，讲到寻求，我系知道咧，同祷告系连上关系嘅。
But we see here when it said talks about or describes the word seek, when he says seek me, that is closely related to prayer.
咁呢个嘅啊专心寻求系咪叫我哋祷告嘅时候要专心，唔好谂其他嘢？
所以咁咧。When it's the phrase is seek me with your heart, does that equate to saying, okay, when you pray to God, then don't be drifting off on somewhere else, just focus on what you have to pray about and pray.
或者只是跟我们说你专心啊，你要寻求祷告，即是说你24小时要不断地来祷告呢？
Or is it to interpret to say, okay, prayer, then you need to be in a spirit of constantly praying so that we're constantly having that prayerful heart. Now, if the Lord leads you to interpret in this particular way, great. Thanks be to the Lord. We know full well that we need to focus when we pray.
但我們知道按著但以理的榜樣來看,包括這些,但不只是這些。
But when we look at the example that's given to us from Daniel, then we realize that, yes, it includes this aspect of being focused in our prayer, but is not only solely limited to this aspect.
但以理並沒有撇棄他地上的工作,24小時去那裡禱告。
Daniel did not resign from his day-to-day job, his day-to-day activities and responsibilities in order to pray constantly
24/7.
With all my heart,
wholeheartedly.
So, but what it says is that Daniel was seeking God with his whole heart, right? With all my heart, or wholeheartedly.
即是说呢,他是将他那条命来摆上去的。
That means he was to a point where he was willing to give up his life for that.
所以祷告是重要。So
prayer is very important.
祷告的人更加重要。But
the person who prays is even more critical.
祷告的人必须先有一个专心寻求神的心，这个祷告神先至听。It
is the righteous, first and foremost, the person who prays must be a righteous man who is willing to put forth and value God and his matters first and foremost.
我们的祷告可以全部都对的。Now,
our prayers can all be proper.
但是呢, 如果你这个人不首先摆上这个祷告呢,神听几多我不知道,因为我不是神,我不敢答你。But
if even if your prayers are proper, if you as a person is not right with God, then how many of those prayers will be answered by God? I don't know. I'm not God, so I can't say.
我们是信主的,但我们并没有将我们这个人首先的来摆上。 我愿意付一切代价,叫神这个祷告来得以应验,得以垂听。I
believe in God, but I have not put myself in the right position with God, so that the prayers that I offer might align with God's eternal purpose for it to be established.
意思是将我这个人全然地来摆上,付出我的代价,就算要我受损失,我都愿意。That
means it requires for me to get to that point where I'm willing to put in my all, commit my entire life to a point where everything is put on the line for the sake of God, in order for God to answer that prayer.
所以是祷告,但更重要的是祷告的人。So
it is prayer. Prayer is important. But what's more critical behind the scenes is that person who prays.
听命胜于献祭。 顺从,顺于羔羊的滋养,
that he prefers the heart of commitment or heart for God rather than sacrifices. It's better to have a heart for him than to have sacrifices.
听命胜于献祭,
obedience.
听命胜于献祭.
He looks upon the heart who's obedient, obedient heart over sacrifices.
顺从胜于羔羊的滋养.
Better is better than the anointing of the lamb. The lamb's anointing.
我们今天到主面前祷告呢,是我们口唇的祭.
So when we pray today, it is our sacrifices of praise that goes forth.
但呢,圣命停于献祭.
But sacrifice is better than that.
Obedience
is better than that.
意思就是这个人本身需要有一个顺服的心,以至于好胜过我们口唇的祭,口唇的祭是重要,但这个听命的人的心是更加重要.
So it's important for us to have a sacrifice offered to God, and that would be our prayers. But what's more important is for that individual, you, to have be proper before God, to be deemed to be righteous before God, and then to just have prayers.
我睇一節嘅聖經嚇。
Let's turn back to the Bible.
哥林多後書1章20節，請我哋打開一齊讀。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20.
找到我们一起读。
Let's read it together once we've located the passage.
神的应许，不论有多少，在基督都是是的。 所以藉着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。在耶利米书这里有一个应许。In
Jeremiah there is a promise.
这个应许就是70年之后，他们要从被掳之地来归回，耶路撒冷要重新来被建造。And
that promise is that for 70 years later that they will be able to return to the land and rebuild their city.
神的应许不论多有多少，在基督都是是的。But
the Bible tells us now that all of the promises of God are in Him. Yes.
所以藉着他也都是实在的。And
therefore, through Him is our amen to the glory of God through us.
这个所以藉他也都是实在呢，那是讲到所以藉着他呢，都是阿门的。So
this latter portion, which says through him is our amen to the glory of God through us, it tells us that through Jesus Christ, there is an amen to the prayers that are offered.
前面那句没问题，神的应许无论有几多，在耶稣基督那里都是实在，那个事都是是的，意思呢就是实在的。 確定的，不會不發生的，它就是這樣的意思，都是是的。So
the first portion of this verse, I don't think any of us have a problem with that. It says that for as many are the promises of God in Him, they are yes. So that means that in Him, in Jesus Christ, they will be established. It will be done. It will come forth as God had promised.
無論有多艱難，祂都會
And no matter what the hardship may be, whatever the travails happens to be, His promise will prove to be true.
但是为什么后边说，所以藉着他都是阿门的呢?
But then why does the second portion come to state, through Him is our Amen?
是的，那就是主。究竟谁说阿门呢?
Who is saying Amen?
是我们，是吗?
It's we, are we not?
是吧，我们祷告都是阿门。
When we pray, we end with the word Amen.
叫神因我们得荣耀。
To the glory of God through us.
神给以色列人应许要实现，都是是的。
God has a promise that's made to Israel, and it shall be established.
但是他在等待地上有人来祷告。
But he is awaiting for earth, for the people here on earth to echo the same sentiment and they do so by saying Amen.
是的,这个阿门是藉着我们的,这个在基督的里面叫我们能够阿门的。
Amen stems from us, but it is us in Christ.
很多时我们来到主面前寻求一些应许, 如果这个应许是我很大需要能够叫我得安慰，叫我得益处的，我阿门都来不及，是不是?
When we are seeking out for something, whatever it is that you're praying for, and that something will ultimately end up where we benefit the most, then of course, when we pray, we say amen to that immediately.
但是很多时候我们按着我们的心愿, 向神祷告，神并没有按着我们的意思来答应我们。
But oftentimes, when we pray to God, He doesn't necessarily answer in a way that fits in with what we thought he would do.
并且有时有好多嘅难处。
In fact, sometimes that path is so torturous, there's so many difficulties that are strewn along the way.
要我哋里面唔按着我嘅旨意，按着神嘅旨意，我哋呢个人唔甘心啊，好多难处啊。
And then, so when we say, oh, I have to accept God's will, but not necessarily the way that I want it, then we have a harder time to say amen.
但是你睇见呢件事情。
But for Daniel, he saw something.
我本来可以平平安安做我大官，唔使落狮子坑。
I, as an official here in this court, I can live my life out in grandeur and in comfort. I don't have to be thrown into the lion's den.
我可以唔阿门，我可以唔祷告。
I don't have to say amen to what God reveals to me. I don't have to pray.
但呢个唔系佢遇到咩难处，佢。我冇咁嘅需要，系咪？但系你有咩咁嘅需要？佢冇咁嘅需要。啊，呢件事情唔，佢唔作，唔影响佢做大官。
Again, Daniel is not pushed to the corner where he has to make a decision. He is not the one who is without hope. He can live very comfortably. If he doesn't have to do anything that jeopardizes his place in the palace or in the court.
我哋喺世上边可以好似世人一样咁活。
For us, that would translate to just living our day-to-day lives just like our neighbor. We can live out our days just like anyone else.
我何必为着神所要嘅东西而摆上我自己，叫我受咁多难处呢？
Why should I jeopardize my own safety or my own convenience for the sake of something that God somehow has revealed to me?
有时我哋有时喺世界上边，哎呀，有时。如果我唔话俾人听，我系基督徒，我作某一啲嘅事情咧，人咁作我咁作，心安理得。但你如果想到，哎呀，如果佢知道我一个基督徒，我作咁嘅事情咧，你咧就唔敢咁做。
Sometimes in our day-to-day lives, we encounter different issues or different circumstances where if nobody knew that we were Christians, then it's no big deal. If I do this, nobody would say anything. But because people know that I'm a Christian, doing that particular matter, whatever it is, raises the eyebrows of all those that are around us.
因为这个牵涉到神的见证。
Because now we're talking about being a witness, being a testimony for God.
但以理，佢阿门，同佢本来真系冇关系噶，佢可以唔阿门。但佢一阿门咧，佢需要咩啊？否定佢自己，付上佢生命嘅代价。
For Daniel, this was something that didn't have anything to do with him necessarily. He could have just refrained from being involved at all. He doesn't have to say amen. But when he says amen, now that meant that he committed to this particular matter, that he put himself into this matter where previously he may not have any ties.
原来呢一个真正祷告主、寻求主的人呢，不是单单为着自己的益处，那又要睇见神的需要，将自己全然的来摆上，呼求他，专心寻求他，阿门神的旨意。
So for someone who is before God, to be righteous before God, is not enough for us just to pray for those things that are in our lives. But that rather we need to pray and first know and pray for God and His matters. And that to pray to a point where we put forth ourselves in order for God's intent and His will to be established, to be done here on earth.
一个咁样样嘅人呢，神唔能够唔将呢个人嚟到纪念呢个人啊。
And when you do that, then God will cannot help but to remember you.
我系需要好似但以理一样咁样满足神嘅心意。
We need to be just like Daniel in order to satisfy the heart of our God.
嚟到咁样样嚟到寻求我哋嘅主。
and to search, seek out our Lord in this way.
并且这样, 所谓专心寻求啦, 将自己完全的付代价来摆上,
to be willing to put ourselves up, to pay the price, to pay whatever consequences might come for the sake of the Lord.
甚至乎对我这个自己有损的, 我愿意从里面讲阿门。
Even if it means that we somehow end up losing something, that we still would say amen.
叫神这样呢, 神是因我们得荣耀。
And then if we follow this process, because we made that decision that God's will may be done, we bring glory to God.
神因着我们得荣耀,
that through us, that God will gain glory. It's possible that Daniel may not have the full vision. His life may not be worth, the value of his life may that he may not live to the point where he sees the restoration of Jerusalem.
但是你的这样作呢,
but by doing what Daniel did, he was able to bring glory to God.
好像神是要建立一个城, 好像神又要建立一个殿, 但原来神所要建立的是但以理。
It seems that God wanted to reestablish or establish a city. It seems that God wanted to establish an altar, but what God really wanted to establish and build up was Daniel.
有人就问我一个问题,
Someone actually asked me this question.
读到这个, 以斯拉记的时候呢,
when we come to Ezra,
一章, 第五节,
when we come to Ezra chapter 1 verse 5,
于是犹大和便雅悯, 族长祭司利未人, 就一切被神激动他心里呢,
it says here that Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites arose, even everyone whose spirit God has stirred to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem.
你如果, 我们读第二章的时候呢, 就有讲到呢, 他们上去的时候呢, 都带着很多的, 人口啊, 奴仆都有啊, 上去的, 又有马, 又有奴啊, 好多, 好多钱财啊。
It tells us in chapter 2, it recounts and numbers those who went, but also tells us what they brought along. They brought along slaves, they brought their wealth, they brought their cattle, many things that they brought.
他们不是那时候出埃及那时候穷那么穷的, 他们都挺富有的。
For this journey, it is a totally different picture than what we saw when the Israelites left Egypt, when they were slaves and they were poor. They were very wealthy at this particular stage in their lives.
那个肢体就很问, 哇, 圣经就记载, 神激动他的心, 这么简单他们就, 哇, 抛, 抛弃一切, 连根拔起, 回去?
And so the person who asked me the question posed it in this particular way. He says, wow, is it possible that at one simple stirring of God's spirit in their hearts would cause them to uproot everything and be willing to give up everything all their lives in order to go on this particular journey?
第一代回去都容易, 因为知道那时候的荣华, 现在破烂啊,荒芜啊, 第二代在那里已经有什么? 有巴比伦的名字,好像我们今天有花名一样,有英文名一样。
So if it was just the first generation of Israelites, the ones who came from Jerusalem in the first place, then you say, well, at least they have some idea, they remember the glory of Jerusalem, so yeah, they'll be willing to go back. But we're not talking about them, they've already come and gone. This is the second generation. The second generation, they are actually steeped into the culture and the nation of Babylon. So it's just like us today. We are here in America.
等於好似今日哇紐約 Big Apple， 而家叫你翻去香港，俾人打到融融爛爛嘅，你翻去啦，第二代肯唔肯翻啊？
So it's just like if we lived in New York, which is nicknamed the Big Apple, right? So you're in the Big Apple, but now someone's asking for you to go back to Hong Kong, where you could be the victims of many of the revolts that are there. Are you willing to go?
冇睇見嘅人冇可能翻去嘅。
For someone who does not see a vision, who does not see that, yeah, that's something that I need to do, they're never going to go.
但點解聖經呢度一講激動，佢哋願意咁樣翻去
？But why is it that the Bible only tells us that? Oh, the Spirit of God stirred them to go, and so they did.
我就喺度嚟到思想。
So I contemplated about this.
但以理書記載，但以理睇見呢件事情。
That the book of Daniel records the person of Daniel having this vision.
你留心去讀但以理書嘅時候就講到但以理咧。向神認罪，唔係單為佢自己認罪，為佢嘅國民有認罪。
You will see very carefully that Daniel came before God in prayer, not just to confess his own sins to repent, but he confessed the sins of his people and to repent before God.
哇！如果我係但以理，有一日我完全唔知道啲事情，一打開聖經一睇，哎呀，七十年來我哋被掳嘅要翻去耶路撒冷。哇！好榮耀、好開心嘅事，我會唔會話俾我同胞知啊？肯定會話。
If I just picture yourself, if you were Daniel and you didn't know anything about anything, but one day you opened up this the Jeremiah, and then you read, oh, 70 years from now we will return to reclaim and rebuild our nation and our city.That's such a glorious thing. So there's a naturalistic type of heart attitude. Would you then keep it to yourself, or would you go and tell other Israelites? Of course, you would say, I would tell other Israelites about this glorious thing that's going to happen that God promised.
過去咁多年，我哋嘅王打生打死都保唔住呢個耶路撒冷，保唔住聖殿。哇！而家唔需要打仗，唔需要。作咩事？居然能夠叫有一個外邦王送我哋翻去，哇！天大喜訊，我豈唔同我同胞講呢
？For all these years, all these many, many, many years, generations that we have tried and attempted to keep our city, to keep Jerusalem, to keep the nation through wars, right? We would war with other people to war them off, but never could we really do it fully or completely. But now.Here is such a glorious revelation that in 70 years, not only will we be able to do it, but that a foreign dignity, a foreign ruler would actually usher us into that particular place, back to the place, and to help us to be able to rebuild the nation and to rebuild the city. Such a glorious thing. Wouldn't I tell my fellow countrymen? Of course.
并且但以你必然告诉你们你们要认罪啊。雖然佢為佢哋認罪，但以理必然同佢哋講，你哋會認罪啊。
Of course, then the follow-up would be not only did he come before God Jehovah and confess his sins, but also confess his nation's sins. He would then obviously then go forth and tell his countrymen, "You need to come before God and confess your sins before Him."
佢哋睇見但以理入獅子坑。
The rest of his countrymen.Witness was eyewitness to the fact that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
Oh, 原來但以理入獅子坑其中個原因就係為著呢件事情禱告，付上生命嘅代價。
Part of the reason why Daniel was thrown into the lion's den was because he put his life on the line by praying for this very event to happen.
啊，但係神榮耀嘅手嘅作為嚟到封住獅子嘅口，去睇見呢啲嘅事情。
And they also lay witness to the fact that God's glorious hand was extended to seal the mouths of the lion in the lion's den to prevent Daniel from being harmed.
神真係按著佢旨意要作佢嘅事情。
Yes, God will establish matters according to what he has already desired and planned.
所以一個人嘅呼求神變成眾人嘅呼求神。
So one person's call to God Jehovah became now the call of a nation to God Jehovah.
一個人專心尋求神， 引進一班人專心尋求神。
One individual's seeking God with all of his heart became a nation seeking God with all of their collective hearts.
不是因著人的大力的呼籲能夠作成這件事情。
It is not established because of the momentum or the strength of the power of the people.
乃是因著一個人生命的擺上能夠引進這些的禱告。
It was through one individual who was willing to levy his own life for the sake of being able to establish the prayers that are offered up of a nation.
当众人一同来要祷告的时候,
and when the group, when the nation collectively prays in this way,
他们不单止看见但以理出狮子坑,
not only are they then witnessing Daniel safely being taken out of the lion's den,
一年复一年的祷告跟着见到神的话应验应验什么古列王居然出现
that And what they also was able to witness was that year by year, how God's eternal plan is revealed and established. Because truly, Cyrus did come into power. The Persians were in power over them.
甚至乎古列未下命令叫你回归之前，我相信他们的心很兴奋。
I think that even before the proclamation came from Cyrus that they were to undergo this particular journey, that in their hearts, as they see events revealing and unfolding one by one, that they were probably filled with an excitement in their hearts.
因为在以赛亚书那里已经预言了有一天古列这个王要出现了嘛。
Because even in Isaiah, it foretold, it prophesied the appearance of this king.
百几二百年前已经预言了，现在他未下命令，但看见这个人出现了，居然有个这样的古列王掌权了。
100, 200 years ago, it was prophesied in Isaiah. If they were reading their scriptures, they knew this person was to appear, and now that person actually appeared. There is a Cyrus. There is a Cyrus of Persia who is now ruling.
但以理里边个心兴奋，呢班人嘅心里边都兴奋啊。
And as Daniel's heart was delighted and uplifted, so was the collective hearts of this group of people.
哦，主啊，你个话一定往前走啊，你个话逐渐应验啦。呢个古列王出嚟，佢仲未下命令啊，求主叫佢下命令啦。
So yes, God, your words will be established. Your words will be proven true. Even though Cyrus has not made this declaration, your words will come through. May you allow it to happen.
一个人的祷告，一个人的摆上，一个人的专心，引进众人的祷告，众人的呼求，众人的专心。
So one person's determination, one person's conviction, one person's desire and of seeking out for God resulted in a collective heart for God, or a collective cry out for God, a collective heart to seek for God.
好啦，王下命令啦，终之一日，王下命令。
So one day.The king did make this declaration.
第三节，一章三节。
When we come to Ezra chapter 1 verse
以斯拉记一章三节。
3.
在你们中间凡作他子民的都可以上犹大耶路撒冷。
It says, whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him.
这个 offer, 这个命令是给所有的人。
And let him go up to Jerusalem. So this offer, this proclamation was delivered to every single person.
但是结果上耶路撒冷的只是有四万几五万人，是少数的。
But ultimately, there was only a number of 40,000 to 50,000 citizens who actually went.
很多人在那里来祷告。
Many, many people prayed.
好多人睇见呢个应许逐渐咁嘅嚟到实现。
Many, many people saw the promise slowly being established and being true.
但系中间有一啲人唔能够专心。
But amongst the many, some were not able to be true.
唔能够 wholeheartedly.
They were not able to be wholehearted.
唔能够讲阿门。
Was unable to verbalize amen to this particular promise.
神的应许, 无论多少, 在基督都是是的,
so as many as the promises of God, that in Him they are yes.
但是呢, 必须藉着祂, 我们能够阿们, 叫神, 你要藉着我们得荣耀。
But it is through Jesus that we would say amen to it in order to bring glory to God through us. But there was a majority, you can even say, that could not utter amen to this promise. They were not willing to be uprooted from their lives. They were unwilling to leave their houses of comfort. Who was unwilling to board this train of God's eternal purpose.
历世历代都是只一班小的人,他愿意这样去搭上神旨意,永远旨意的列车。
And in reality, throughout all of mankind, all the generations, it is only a minority who is willing to board the train of God's eternal purpose.
所以这里讲到他们的心被激动,被搅动,意思就是被神搅动。
It says here that the Spirit of God stirred their hearts.
如果是叫我们去得福气的话,我们眼前的福气,我们不用搅,我们都动了。
I'm pretty sure that if it was just to secure something that we visibly are able to see as a benefit, he doesn't have to stir very much. We're there already. Because oftentimes he doesn't have to stir us and we're there already. We want that.
但要搅动呢,
but to stir, that means there's resistance.
有难处,
there's difficulty.
有难处, 我愿意还不愿意,
so there's a struggle. Should I be willing or maybe not? I don't know. So there's a struggle.
但当你愿意的时候,
but once we say, I'm willing, then the Lord, God, is glorified.
时间没了,我再讲最后一点点。
We're crunched in time, but I just want to share just a little bit more.
我是思想但以理,他年老了,他不回到耶路撒冷,他回不了。
Consider Daniel now. He's already older, and he's unable physically to be able to go back to Jerusalem.
但是他看见一帮第二代,年轻的,他们愿意放弃所有,回到耶路撒冷。
But what he sees, however, is the next generation, a generation of younger Israelites, who was willing now to go back and to rebuild Jerusalem.
心里边何等的喜乐?
How much joy must have filled his heart?
今天这个也是我们教会里边所看见的。
And this is what we see in our local assembly today.
我们真的愿意第二代的人能够起来走这条路。
It is really within our desire that the second generation of Christians would rise up and to follow after God.
信主的人很多,
there are many Christians, many people who believe in Jesus Christ.
但是呢,呼召的人多,
many are called, but few are chosen. Because not many want to walk the way of the cross.
世界基督教有很多,
there are many who fills Christendom in the world today.
今天在外面,我们可以,很多人,在基督教当中,很多叫我们得生命的,肯定是得生命,我讲正当基督教,肯定是得生命。
So when it comes to true Christianity, the preaching of Jesus Christ, many aspects allows us access to His life.
但是,要得奖赏,那条路很重要。
But the path to the rewards that God has in store, that path is very critical for us to scrutinize.
所以我们对年轻的一代有这样的去告诫,
So that's why we provide a exhortation to the younger people.
你唔一定要喺呢度聚會。
You don't have to worship here in this local assembly.
但係我願意你哋走喺呢條路嘅上邊。
But what I really desire is for each one of you to be willing to walk on this path.
呢條究竟係咩嘢嘅路？
But what path is this?
呢條喺聖經裏邊，神啟示俾我哋睇。譬如我哋讀這家是永生神嘅家。教会聚会的样式究竟外边是怎样，里边更重要的是怎样，我一定要走这条路。
We have, no matter whether we've read the various books by Brother Bong, Brother Kong previously, the path that it takes is not focus or values the external. The path that we have to take values what is internal.
必須是照著這個山上邊的樣式。
And it must be in accordance to the pattern shown on the mountain.
今天很多的聚會並不照著山上邊的樣式。
There are many, many assemblies today who do not follow the pattern shown on the mountain.
有很多的聚會是滿足我們的需要。
For what they focus on is the satisfaction of ourself.
不多的聚會是叫我們曉得滿足神。
Not many assemblies help us to focus to allow us to see what's important is to satisfy God Himself.
在这几年的东宁会弟兄们都有个心思。
Over these last several years, the more recent years of Winter Conference, the leading brothers have had this singular heart.
五間下午嗰個聚會咧，係請一啲第二代嘅我係姑且話即係第二代嘅基督徒，佢哋能夠維持喺呢條路上邊嚟到繼續聚會，唔離開呢條路嘅，我係請佢嚟同我哋有交通。點解咁艱難唔方便，佢仍然走喺呢條路嘅上邊咧
？We have deliberately.Wanted to allow for the afternoon ministry to be reserved for the invitation that goes out for individuals who are realistically second generations, younger brothers and sisters, to come forward and share their experience. Why is it that they are willing to persist to worship in this particular way, despite all the difficulties?And hardships and other things that pull at them to walk away. Why is it that they're willing to stay along this path?
我哋必須好清楚知道。
We, all of us, must be very clear to make that same decision.
在不同的基督裏面的各個聚會呢，我哋信主都是得救的。
There are many assemblies who truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and each one who is in that assembly really are saved.
但是神的心意不是单是要我们得救，神的心意是叫我们得奖赏。
But God's heart desire for each one of us is not merely that we be saved, and that is all. He desires for us to be saved, and then to receive His just rewards.
唯有愿意走在这条路就是 the way, 那条路的上边的才能够得奖赏。
But only those who are willingly walking along the way shall receive the rewards that God has prepared.
在但以理的时代，但以理走了上那条路，他跳了上这班的列车，摆上他的性命。
In Daniel's generation, Daniel was one who was able to walk along this way.Who was willing to board along, to board the train of God's eternal purpose, to be willing to give up himself for that.
今天我们愿意吗?
The question now goes out to us today in our generation. Are you willing to do so?
我们愿意离开巴比伦,回到耶路撒冷吗?
Are we willing to leave Babylon, uproot ourselves, and to return to Jerusalem?
我们愿意不顾我们自己的益处走主的道路一同你要建造吗?
Are you willing to dispense with your own intentions and your own agenda in order to walk the path that the Lord is showing us that we should walk in order to establish, to allow God's will to be established?
因为只有一个蓝图。
Because there's only one blueprint.
只有一个 agenda.
There's only one agenda.
啊，那是神的计划。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
不是我们，我们不应该有我们自己的 agenda.
We should not have our own agenda.
我们有我们的 agenda, 我有我们的计划。有我们的祈祷，神就不做工。
If we have our own plans, our own agenda, then God will not carry out His work.
愿主来到祝福这些话语。
May the Lord truly bless these words that have been spoken.
主啊，愿意，就是叫我们众人都愿意，不坚持我们的自己。
Lord, may you be willing to allow each one of us to be willing.Not to be steadfast in our own ways.
Oh, 主啊，叫我睇见你所要嘅。
But rather to be able to see and perceive what you desire.
将我哋嘅自己嚟到完全嘅嚟放低。
May we be willing to give up ourselves and completely give up ourselves.
啊，甚至叫我哋愿意蒙受损失。
And be even willing to suffer loss.
叫你嚟到得荣耀。
In order to bring glory to you.
叫你嘅旨意，你嘅应许能够实现。
In order for your eternal purpose and your will to be fully carried out and established.
我哋嘅心喺神面前有什么不对，愿意主嚟搅动我哋嘅心。
If there is some wrong within us, Lord, may you stir us in our hearts.
叫我哋俾主自己灵，主嚟到折服。
So that we might be stirred by the Spirit of God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.